Oh, I thought you said braids.
Like braids.
Hair braids. Bit obscure, Dara.
Yes, that is my worst fear.
Hair braids.
Yes. No. Wake up and my hair's braided.
Stop. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 26 of Two Flat Whites Podcast.
Episode 20 scary.
20 scarix.
20 screams. I don't
know. God. Anyway, today, in case you haven't worked out already, we are doing a little episode about Halloween. So it'll be similar to our normal episodes, except everything will be Halloween themed.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
I didn't bring a costume. I was like, I'm going to wear something.
Oh, yeah. Or we can put one on.
Do you have something?
Well, I've got a wizard's hat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the beard.
And?
Should we not?
Just put a filter on. I can't believe we forgot to dress up. Because in that Christmas one, we've got hats.
That's the whole idea.
Yeah. But I guess on the flip side, how do we both think this is fucking anyway?
I didn't forget. I thought about it at 11 a.m.
It was about 11 when I thought about it. I was like, go home and pack your costume so you don't forget it.
Yeah.
And then I left and I was like, do I have everything? Yes, iPad. Yes, tripod.
Well, this is
looking
what happens.
At the Halloween notes. What else could I need?
What else could I need for today?
Silly.
For a Halloween episode. That's what happens when you get two hopelessly scatterbrained people.
Good thing the
running a
point
podcast.
Of this is a podcast and
yeah.
The video is a supplement.
It's not a visual.
Material.
So, listeners, just visualize us wearing your favorite Halloween costume.
Oh, wow. Laura, that is a great Shrek outfit you have on.
Shrek.
Where did you get it?
Yeah, you look great as an orc.
Ah, authentic Lord of the Rings orc costume.
You can be...
Bad flesh.
You can be Ugluck, who I just found out exists and is in Lord of the Rings. He is Ugluck, is the leader of Saruman's little troop that he sends out to get the rings when they end up getting Merry and Pippin.
Oh, he's the one that picked them up and run off with
them. He's the leader.
The wrong
I'm pretty
halflings.
Sure, Ugluck. Yeah.
Is he the one that says, man flesh?
Man flesh, yeah, I think so.
Mm.
What a guy.
Ugluck.
Anyway, you can be Ugluck because you're ugly.
And you can be Shrek because you're ogre.
Because you're an ugly green
ogre. Won't stop burping.
Oh, God. Far out. Since being pregnant, I've never burped and farted so much in my life. I'm just like a gas. I'm a gas on legs.
Mm. Yes.
Sometimes. Because how far along? I'm like nearly 17 weeks now. So it's getting close to the time where I'll start like feeling something, feeling little kickies. And
in
sometimes I'm like, was that something? And no, it's just gas.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Just needed to fart.
Yep.
Bit disappointing. But then I'm like, am I going to know the difference between a kick
and gas? I feel like they always have that joke in movies and stuff. It's like,
do they?
Is that something? No, it was just gas.
Oh. Well, that's
but then maybe it's real.
It's so real. The tum-tum's always...
You won't know until you see the foot imprint on your stomach. And then you'll be like... That's a foot.
That's a foot. Mm. Perfecto.
On the face.
Ah. Slight tangent. But anyway, so how do you celebrate Halloween, Darrow?
Little
or
old me.
Do you celebrate Halloween? Tell us. Tell the crowd.
I don't really celebrate Halloween, which might be surprising for our listeners who aren't from Australia. But it really wasn't a big thing here until, I want to say, maybe 10 years ago.
But it's still not really.
It's still not like it's not like everyone's expected to do it. Once when I was a kid, my cousins and I, our parents organized a trick-or-treat in our court and like went around and pretty much said to my grandparents who were across the street.
That's cute.
And to like two other neighbors, like, hey, we're going to do this trick-or-treat thing. Can you give them these candy? So then we dressed up and we did it. But like it was no one else at school did it because that's not what you do.
Especially not in a country town.
Yeah, I think particularly growing up in the country,
rural.
It was not a thing.
No.
And when I moved to Melbourne and I first got a share house when I was about 20... I remember being like really surprised looking out and there were kids in costumes trick-or-treating. I was like, what the fuck? This isn't America. Like, we don't do this. And obviously didn't have any candy and didn't. I just put a sign on the door and I was like, no candy. Because I was like, I didn't have anything. I was like,
no candy here. Shits. Fuck off.
And thought like my initial thought for it too, because it always seemed like a weird concept to me that you would go to strangers' houses as children and take candy from them, which is pretty much the biggest no-no.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of what you're told as a child. Never accept candy from strangers. But it's
fine when they don't know your identity because you're dressed as a slutty mouse.
Who would have a child dress up as a slutty mouse?
When you're dressed as a wizard, it's fine. I don't know, whatever the hell. Power Ranger.
Power Ranger.
That'll make you impervious to the poisoned candy.
Yeah, what if it is poisoned?
I think they pretty much just say, like, I mean, if you're a responsible parent, it's like, just only have the pre-wrap stuff.
Yeah.
But still.
Wouldn't be hard to reseal.
It would not. You could.
I don't know why I said that like a serial killer.
Getting some ideas. You've got a couple of weeks to figure it out.
I've got 3 weeks to figure it out.
Don't accidentally eat your own candy.
So, right. I would too, because I forget everything right now.
Yes, you would. Drinks the poison vial, hasn't even put it in the candy. So these days, I will occasionally, if somebody has a Halloween party, like it's not super weird, and I will occasionally go to a Halloween party.
I've never been to a Halloween party here. Like,
have you not?
In my adult life. I don't think I've
probably done it like 2 or 3 times. But yeah, it's like, it's definitely not every year, and it's definitely not weird to not do anything for Halloween. So yeah.
No, it's in Australia. It's just not a massive thing.
Well, what do you do? City girl.
City girl. Well, growing up, I think I celebrated Halloween probably more than a lot of my friends would have, because one of my closest friends in primary school was half American.
She threw
a Halloween party every year and it was da bomb. Like, I remember being so excited. The house was decked out and like we'd play games and it was just great. Everyone dressed up. So like that was like probably from like, year 2 to year 6, like every year we did that. Yep. And we also went trick-or-treating. I don't know if we did it every year, but it was just like me and my sister roaming the streets asking for candy, half dressed up because we never had like costumes organized or
toilet paper mummies every year.
Yeah. And like we'd knock on people's doors and like half of them just didn't even answer.
Yeah.
And the other half would be like, oh, no. Sorry.
Yeah, because the rule's meant to be, I think, if you have a jack-o'-lantern, it's like
that is the rule. Yeah, you have to put something on your house. But like, I think that's more commonly known these days. Yeah. But like back when we were growing up.
That's how unusual it was for Australians.
Yeah, growing up it was like just knock on random people's houses and, you know, you'd see a couple of kids out and about like with their parents. But yeah. And then in my adult life, we don't celebrate Halloween really, but like Nick and I have got a little tradition going now where we just watch a scary movie or a couple of scary movies on Halloween or around Halloween. Like we'll have friends over sometimes or sometimes not. But I don't really like horror movies. Like, okay, I should rephrase. I like thrillers. I don't like, what's it called? Like I really can't handle supernatural stuff.
Right.
It freaks me out more so than the stuff that's like could potentially happen, like murdering and serial killers.
Really into crime podcasts.
Don't scare me as much as like ghosts and stuff like that, and like demonic stuff. I can't, like, I cannot watch it. I'll have nightmares. So yeah, we just watch movies every year. And then last year, actually, I put something outside our house. I got oranges. Yes, I put oranges on my front porch. It's like, come children, these are tiny baby pumpkins. No, orange streamers. And I put them on our tree out the front to signify, come and get candy, children, because we always have candy. And candy. We don't even call it candy. I know, in isn't Australia. It funny?
It's like when we're talking about Halloween, it's candy.
It's candy. Treats, sweet treats.
Lollies.
And it rained the whole night of Halloween, and the tree turned orange
and the
driveway turned orange. No, there were kids. They still came. It was really cute. I reckon we had like 6 come.
I think the one year I've actually bought chocolate, I wasn't home, but my dad was. So I was like, here, like if kids come, I bought some of these lollies. And
they're so sweet. I missed
it anyway. Like, yeah.
I feel like it might be getting bigger. There's this lady that lives on the corner of our street that like decks her house out in Halloween stuff. Like she puts like cobwebs all over the... Yeah, she does look like a witch too.
Mm.
She's got black hair. She always wears black shabby... Not shabby. Black.
Black.
Black, like drapey clothing.
Yeah.
Like that's layered and like long skirts with like pants underneath and then a long top.
Must be a witch.
Total witch. But yeah, her house always looks awesome. Like cobwebs all over the front hedge and stuff and looks good.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what we do.
Mm. Yes. I'm like the opposite with you with movies. I don't really like crimes and stuff because I'm like, I don't want to know what people are capable of.
Yeah.
But then like supernatural stuff doesn't phase me.
It depends on the level of supernatural. I'm better with it now than I was when I was like a teenager.
Yeah. I mean, we watched Krampus and you didn't die.
No, yeah, see, that didn't... But that's a monster.
Mm.
It's more like... It's a demonic possession thing. It's more like demonic, like ghosts and things. I can't...
Actually, my half-American friend, she sent me a snap the other day, because she still uses Snapchat.
Loser. Was it
Snapchat? Anyway, she sent me a picture the other day, and she had, like, all this, like, Halloween stuff around her TV. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was like, nice... Like, it looks cool. I was like, nice Halloween stuff. You're actually getting into it. Because she's half-American. Like, yeah, it's just a thing. Yeah.
But there's already... Christmas stuff in like where what date is we're in the first week of October. There's already Christmas
late,
stuff
since late September. It's been in the supermarkets.
It used to be like as soon as Halloween was done and all the Halloween stuff was gone, then the Christmas stuff would come out.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, like, when did Halloween stuff first start coming to the supermarkets? Because I reckon it was only like maybe like 6 or 7 years ago. I remember being like, I'm bad with time perception, but there was definitely times when it wasn't a thing. Because I remember as an adult going and being like, why the fuck do we have Halloween
stuff?
Well,
maybe not that much of a thing. Maybe not like the whole wall of Woolworths. Like it is now. It's just a little section. Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. Halloween. So today, yes, we're going to start off by giving you a quick history of Halloween. And then we're going to do some other Halloween themed Two Flat White segments.
Yay.
Yes. Okay. Let's do it. Tell me, Dara, tell me about the history of Hallows Eve.
I'm about to fill your noggin with the whole history of Halloween, because I bet you know nothing about it.
I'm going to pretend I know nothing, although I probably know nothing. So I'm going to sit here and look confused as I normally do when you explain stuff to me.
Well... This is not science-based. Well, anyway. Halloween, a.k.a. All Hallows Eve, a.k.a. Halloween, All Halloween, or All Saints Eve.
What are you saying, all those?
A.k.a.
Halloween.
Halloween. It's Halloween with an E and then apostrophe E-N. Halloween. There's an apostrophe there. So one of the main theories is that Halloween traditions were influenced by Celtic harvest festivals. So we're back onto those pagans.
The pagans, did they just make everything?
The pagans, well, I think most, you know, white people came from pagans. You know, that was before the Greeks came through and then the Christians.
Pillaged.
And just, like, smacked them all out, pretty much. Because remember, a pagan was the word for anyone who's not Christian, right? It was anyone who, like, worshipped those old gods. All that.
Really?
I'm pretty sure that's what we just figured out in our Christmas episode.
I've already forgotten.
Well, there you go. Some fun facts you learnt from us that we've also forgotten.
Yeah.
So, the Halloween holiday has its roots in the ancient Celtic festival of, it's pronounced Samhain, right? It's a Gaelic word. And it's a pagan religious celebration to welcome the harvest at the end of summer when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts.
Oh.
So, when did it become Halloween, Ladu?
Tell me.
I will tell you. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III, classic popes, decided that the 1st of November was going to be a day to celebrate saints.
Didn't a pope also decide Christmas?
Yes, he's like, this will be the Christmas day.
This is the Christmas day.
Pretty much, it's like, hey, really? Your pagan holidays, fuck yeah.
Popes
I'm doing my own
deciding
things.
Our lives.
I think we could use another holiday.
I think we need another holiday with ghosts and frightening children.
There's not enough fear in them. So pretty soon, All Saints Day had incorporated some of the traditions from this Samhain festival. So the day before All Saints Day was known as All Hallows Eve, which then became Halloween. So essentially, like,
so All
Halloween
Saints
is Saints Evening. Halloween.
Okay. Mm. So Saints Day is the 1st of November.
Yes, All Saints Day, 1st of November. So Saints Eve, the 31st of October.
Right.
Mm.
I didn't know that the day after Halloween was significant at all.
Yeah, I think that's just died off and everyone just cared. It's like if Christmas just died and everyone was like, ah, Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How odd.
Unless, I don't know, we could just not know because it's a Christian holiday.
Anyway,
yeah.
True.
Some academics actually believe that Halloween began as a Christian holiday, so there's some conjecture with that. Conjecture. Mm-hmm. There's some debate, okay? So, how did it spread? How do we have Halloween now? So, Halloween's been celebrated by the Irish and Scottish for years, and it was taken over to North America in the 19th century, and from there spread via America's big influence on the world to other countries in the late 20th and 21st centuries.
That's the same as Christmas.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of parallels.
Yes. Do you want to hear about jack-o'-lanterns?
Okay.
Where jack-o'-lanterns come from? Okay.
I'm looking at the picture you've put in the show notes and it looks...
horrifying.
Literally horrifying. Is that someone's head?
Insert picture here. It looks like a mummified head.
It does.
Well, I'm about to tell you about jack-o'-lanterns. So, did you know that jack-o'-lanterns started in Ireland, but they didn't carve pumpkins? They carved...
shut up.
Turnips.
Ugh.
We worry it's going to be they carved faces.
Like, yes.
They carved corpses.
I thought you were going to say like they carved the face of a dead baby deer and put it on their porch.
Oh, like the Welsh thing with the horse head, whatever that was called. They used to put like the eyes in the horse skull and be like, hi, I'm here to sing you a song.
That's exactly what I sort of thought, except I imagined it impaled on a stick on someone's front lawn.
Well, it was just turnips, which to me, looking at this picture, reminds me of the
turnip head.
Mandrakes. Oh. From Harry Potter. Oh, yeah. The turnips remind me of turnip head. What's turnip head?
It's just not relevant. Okay. But I'll explain.
Okay.
Another time.
So, classic. It started with a creepy ass tale about a guy named, wait for it, Stinky Jack. So, Stinky Jack kept trapping the devil and would only release him on the agreement that he would never go to hell.
Is Stinky Jack an actual person?
Stinky Jack is just some human that the jack-o'-lanterns came from, apparently.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's real unless he actually trapped the devil.
It's like a folklore.
Yeah. So eventually when Jack died, heaven didn't want him either. So take that, Stinky Jack. So he was forced to wander the earth for eternity as a ghost.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it can't just be they decided to carve some candy, some turnips for some fun. No, it had to be
the
devil being trapped.
Yeah, you couldn't just have some whimsy tale. It had to be someone in eternal, what do they call it? The between heaven and hell?
Yeah, what was it?
Purgatory.
Yeah, eternal purgatory on earth. Which, to be fair, if it was a choice between wandering the earth forever as a ghost or going to hell, I think I'd choose the earth. Like, it's like, sure, you didn't get to go to heaven, but it's not like it's a full
hell.
Slap in the dick. Like, it's not hell, which could literally be a slap
in
the
dick. And call me Sally. I pick Earth.
I guess I'm stuck on Earth. And for some reason, the devil must have felt sorry for him, so he gave him a burning lump of coal inside of a carved turnip for him to light his way around
Earth as
a ghost. So eventually, so eventually the Irish decided it was a good idea to scare away evil spirits by doing the lantern turnips. Though I don't know why him as a spirit holding the turnip makes you think, you know what spirits don't like? Turnips.
He is a spirit.
He is a spirit holding a turnip. Probably attracts the turnips. Like, hey, spirits, come get your turnips.
These people are so stupid.
So stupid. So anyway, that's jack-o'-lanterns.
Mm.
So the ghosts and stuff.
Yes.
So the original pagan festival marked the transition to the new year and the end of the harvest and the beginning of the winter.
Right.
Which I think a lot of them are because isn't Christmas.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Turning
to,
of the season or something.
Yes, but I knew Halloween had something to do with the like harvest season.
Yeah, which is probably why it's so vegetable focused. You know, I mean, like the imagery is always like the...
leaves and
The leaves
autumn.
And stuff,
but I feel like that's...
not a harvest.
Do you harvest in autumn? You must, because everything grows in summer. No? I don't bloody know.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah, end of summer? I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Go on.
The Celtic people believed that during this time, spirits walked the earth. And apparently, they started wearing costumes so that the spirits would think that they were also spirits and just leave them alone.
So right. Dress up as a ghost so the ghosts don't know I'm not a ghost.
Tricksy, yes.
So tricksy, so
everyone
clever.
Everyone gets your turnips. And then trick or treat. So the practice of trick or treating is thought to have its roots in mumming, which...
Sorry?
Mumming, M-U-M-M-I-N-G.
Right.
Which is like mummery and stuff was the way that comes from, or a mummer's farce.
Still don't know what you mean.
Okay, well, there's quite a lot to read on mumming. But according to German and Austrian sources, which seem to be where a lot of this crazy stuff comes from the 16th century, during Carnival, which is this big thing everyone seems to do in Europe still.
Oh, Carnival.
Carnival. People wearing masks would make house-to-house visits offering a Mummenschanz, which is a game of game of dice. And
hello, yes. Mummenschanz delivery.
Might I suggest a Mummenschanz? I'm here after Mummenschanz.
Mummenschanz, 5 pennies. Mummenschanz.
Might I interest you in the game of Mummenschanz?
Get them while they're hot. Mummenschanz, Mummenschanz. Read all
the
Mama,
the Mummenschanz is here.
Mama, might I have 5 Mummenschanz? Sorry, go on.
Like they're cookies. It was a game of dice, but it ended up losing its association with dice games and then just became about dressing up. So the masks turned into costumes and the Mummenschanz got chucked out the window.
So hang on, they were going to people's houses giving them things.
They would.
Giving the Mummenschanz?
No, well, it's not like it was a game of dice. So I guess they'd bring the dice and they'd play the people in the houses while wearing masks.
Oh, okay. Okay.
For money, for riches, for power. I don't know.
Okay.
Then similarly, from medieval England up until the 1930s, people practiced this Christian custom called souling, which is where groups of soulers would go from parish to parish begging the rich for soul cakes. In exchange, they'd pray for their souls, and in exchange, they'd pray for the souls of them and their friends. So I give you some cakes, and you pray for my soul.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah,
and that just turned into children dressing up as ghosts asking for candy.
There was a lot of going around knocking on people's doors because wasn't there that creepy thing at Christmas too? It's like knock, 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 let me in.
Yeah,
sing a song, or I'll.
That was a
raid
German,
your pantry.
Yeah, yeah, it was a German thing. And then if you don't, I'll trash your house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Like,
God, I'd be so annoyed back in the day. Knock, knock, knock. Fuck, who is it this time? Is it the Mummenschanzes or the house trashers?
I either get to play a game of dice or complete ransackery of all my belongings.
I was like, don't open the door. Oh, but what if it's the Mummenschanzes? I could go for
a
game of dice. It's like, oh, but what if it's the people who sing their stupid songs? And I don't feel like making up a song on the spot. Anyway, so that's where Halloween came from, maybe.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thanks. Did you learn something?
I learned a lot.
Great.
I reckon I've learned all of that before and it completely wiped it all from my memory.
Good.
So it was like learning it for the first
factory
time.
Factory reset.
That's pretty much when I wake up every day.
If you ask me in a week, I'll have forgotten all of it.
Yep.
Like something about a dice game.
I know. We do so much research for all of this,
these
topics that we talk about.
Mm.
And then by the next week, I've already forgotten it all.
Well,
we should just listen to ourselves over and over, like go back and learn it all again.
We should.
And I'll listen to it and I'll be like, oh my God, I'm smart. Look at me.
That
look at me.
I was smart.
Look at me reading all this. I'm learning.
Like when we went to university and learned things.
Oh, yes, we did go to university too.
Mm.
We did that. God. Anyway. All right. Next.
Speaking of trick or treat, we've got a real treat for you today, listeners.
A treat.
A brand new segment.
Yay. It's called Is This a Stupid Question?
Probably.
So we're going to ask each other, like, questions that you're too afraid to ask.
Because you're at a party and you're like, I don't know what they're talking about, but I need to sound like I'm not an idiot. So I'm just going to smile and nod.
Am I an idiot?
Maybe. Most people are idiots about most topics. You can't be, professional in everything.
That's true.
Mm.
That's very true.
There you go. That's my wisdom for you today. So what are you enlightening us on today, Ladu?
Okay, so the question on our lips today is, why do we enjoy being scared / watching scary movies? Like, why do people seek out to be scared?
Yes.
Which is always sort of, yeah, and it's always sort of boggled my mind.
Mm.
I guess the main thing about like when you're watching a movie that's scary, like intended to scare you, you're seeking being scared but like in a controlled environment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So like you want the fear but you still want to know that you're safe.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're watching a movie that doesn't pose any real threat to your life, but you still get the benefits of being scared, which I'll explain. So just some little facts for you. When we get scared, we experience a rush of adrenaline and a release of endorphins and dopamine. The biochemical rush can result in a pleasure-filled, opioid-like sense of euphoria. Coupled with this, when we are reminded of our safety, the experience of fear subsides and we're left with a gratifying sense of relief and subsequent well-being. Mm. Following on from this, like, I guess people tend to, like, push their own boundaries then.
Yeah.
So, like, you might push yourself further and further, push the envelope further to see what you can tolerate. So that's why people can watch really scary movies. They probably didn't just jump straight into, like, the scariest movie. They might have started small and people are like, okay, what can scare me next? Because you're not likely to be scared by the same thing twice or the same type of thing twice, right? Yeah. But then you're seeking that rush of endorphins and that euphoric state. So then I guess that would then result in people then, I guess, going beyond the realm of cinema and like ghost rides and haunted houses and things like that into like, yeah, roller coasters or like extreme and then extreme sports like
adrenaline junkies
yeah, and then people you know bungee jumping or skydiving where there is actual threat to your life and still get that same rush but it's more and more intense every time but there's an actual risk to your life which then would release an even bigger rush and people that drive like maniacs and shit like that. Anyway, the science behind the rush that we get. So the amygdala.
What's that?
The amygdala. It's an almond-shaped bundle of neurons deep in the center of the brain, and it controls the fear response. In a fearful situation, the amygdala stimulates the hypothalamus, which activates two systems in the body, the sympathetic nervous system and the adrenal cortical system, causing a flash flood of hormones and triggering the fight or flight response. Adrenaline boosts the body's alertness, it speeds up the heart rate and diverts blood from the core to the muscles needed for movement. Cortisol raises blood pressure, blood vessels around the vital organs dilate, flooding them with oxygen and nutrients. Breathing quickens, delivering fresh oxygen to the brain while levels of glucose in the blood spike, giving the body a quick energy boost ready for action. But then I guess when you're watching a film, you don't have to then translate that into like the physical state. You don't have to fight or flight. You just get the rush and then you realize, I'm actually safe, but oh my God, I feel amazing. And then you just stay there and you wait for the next scare.
Stimulated for nothing.
Yeah. In early societies, fear-inducing tales were used to teach children about dangers they might encounter as well, such as wolves and other predators and stuff like that. So it's also using scaring children to teach them things.
Oh, that witch used to gut people and fill you with
So I guess because you know when you get a rush of endorphins and like you get that fight or flight response, people talk about when they have a huge rush of adrenaline, like you don't feel pain anywhere near as much. Like things are blocked off to allow you to react appropriately.
Yeah.
So imagine how like amazing you feel when you get a scare, but then you're like, oh, but I'm also safe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So scientists have investigated what's called this sweet spot. So basically the sweet spot would be the point in which like, yeah, we're scared, but not too scared to the point where it's actually distressing.
Yeah.
So to investigate the relationship between enjoyment and fear, Malmdorf Anderson and his colleagues at Aarhus University's Recreational Fear Lab. A fear lab.
Just a recreational fear lab. That's a horror movie.
Mm-hmm. Studied a group of people who went to a haunted house visitor attraction. There, the guests voluntarily signed up to be terrified by brain-munching zombies, chainsaw-wielding maniacs, and child-eating murderers. The researchers filmed the guests, monitored their heart rate, and asked them how they felt at various points during the experience. And the quote from him says, our results suggest that there might be a sweet spot between fear and enjoyment, says Malmdorf Anderson. Just a just right spot where the context is not too terrifying, but not too tame either. This sweet spot seems to be where enjoyment is maximized. At that spot, a flood of fear quickly followed by relief results in the release of feel-good chemicals in the brain, endorphins and dopamine, rewarding you with a rush of euphoria. And that's why people watch scary movies.
Is that? Yeah, right.
There you go.
And jump off cliffs and stuff.
Yep.
Crazy. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, learn something again.
Learn something new every day, don't you?
Yeah. If you're listening to us, you can learn a new fact every day.
Do you enjoy being scared?
I used to always watch scary movies. And yeah. Then I don't know, just kind of got over it. I don't really watch them anymore. I'm watching some on Friday the 13th.
Ooh.
I like pushing my boundaries.
Yeah.
Which is something like more recently. It's like, I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to do it because my first reaction was that I wasn't going to do it. So I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like to feel the fear and do it anyway. Yeah. So I don't know if it's, but I don't think I like being scared.
Yeah. Mm. I'm trying to remember like how I feel when I do watch a scary film and I get a scare. Like, and it's not, I feel like this must have to do more with maybe jump scares.
Mm.
Because like, do you really get the same sense of euphoria if you're just watching something scary or something scary happening rather than something like shocking you and putting you, your brain, almost tricking your brain into that state of fear? Do you know what I mean? Because the reason you get that rush is because it's like you feel like it's happening to you. You get a shock.
Well, I feel like that's like a quick spike thing, right? When it's like a jump scare. But then like, but then you know when you're watching a movie and the whole time you've got like this building tense thing. So you're, still, like, you're on edge and you're like anxious about it
because
something's up.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Is it the same thing? I don't know. Maybe, but like maybe not as intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I definitely like don't slow. Feel. I know the type of films you're talking about.
Mm.
You just feel uncomfortable the whole time.
Yeah.
And the suspense sort of builds. But yeah, I don't know.
Have you seen that movie Mother with Jennifer Lawrence?
No, I refuse.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Was I talking to you about it? I feel as though I was talking to someone about it recently.
Maybe.
That movie just makes you so uncomfortable the whole time. Like, it's just like you're in a nightmare
where
everything is going wrong and people just aren't listening to you. And
things keep
happening at you. And you're just, the whole movie, I just felt really uncomfortable.
Does not sound like my kind of film.
Yeah, look, they did a great job of it, but I was like, I'm not going to watch that again.
Yeah.
I just feel horrible. Like, yeah.
I'm trying to, like, think about how I feel when I do watch a scary movie. Because you do feel like if you're watching a scary movie with friends and then you all get scared at the same time, like this happens with me and my sister all the time. If we watch a scary movie together, she'll jump and then I'll jump and then we'll all get a big scare and then everyone laughs because you're like, oh, tee-hee, we're all safe.
Didn't you do a big scream or something when we were watching Krampus because somebody like moved?
Possibly.
Yes.
And then, nothing and then, to do with the movie. And, yeah, it and was. And then
Toulouse scratched you.
No, it was Catherine. Catherine, I got scared by the cat because I was on edge and then the cat scratched the shit out of Catherine.
More like scratched through.
Scratched through. Zero consequences for me.
Learned nothing.
Learned nothing, Ladu.
Great. Anyway,
yep.
Cool.
Scary shart.
Next segment.
Scary shart.
Yeah, everyone's
I meant sharted. To say shit. Shart.
Yeah. It's everyone's favorite segment, Reddit Reacts.
Yahoo! Mm. Halloween edition.
Yes!
Woohoo!
So.
Do you have one?
I'll roll the ball.
Roll the ball?
Am I the arsehole? Halloween. Am I the arsehole? Halloween not giving kids candy. Not the best title. But anyway. Okay, so this guy, I'll just let you know that he's been cast as the asshole, as it says right at the top, before you even start reading the text.
Okay.
So I do not like Halloween. I live alone in a house with one roommate who is visiting family for Halloween. I don't want to celebrate it. Neighbors ask me why I did not decorate. They do not like me very much and complain a lot about the state of the property.
Can't imagine why your neighbors don't like you.
It sounds like a breath of fresh air. I told them I was not interested and I shut the door. That is right. To my surprise, I later found a pumpkin and a basket of candy on my porch with the letter Happy Halloween.
That's annoying.
That is annoying. It's a bit of a nervous step. I was not sure how to react about it, but I threw away the pumpkin since I did not want it displayed on my porch because then people would
That's fair enough because people will come and ask for candy.
Yeah, yes, and they've given him the candy, I guess. They're just like, I don't care about your wishes. You will do it. I think my close neighbor put it there to cheer me up. They have kids and are like, and are crazy for holidays like these.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So to me, I'm a bit confused about whether it was like, here is a pumpkin to say you're open for business and here is candy to give children. So you're involved.
Oh, did they give him candy too?
Well, what did it say? Found a pumpkin and a basket of candy.
Oh, so they've even given him candy to be like, hey, if someone comes to your door.
Yeah, because some people just leave the bowl of candy there and people can help themselves. Yeah, so I wonder if that's what they're doing or whether it's like, hey, happy Halloween. Here's a starter pack. Anyway. So later, a lot of kids came knocking on my door and I told them I do not want to give them any candy and told them that they have a carrot. They can have a carrot from my backyard. I grow my own carrots.
Oh, fucking hell.
So I put 3 to 4 carrots in their bag. Okay. My neighbor's kids later came over, the kids of those who I think put the pumpkin and the candy on my doorstep.
Yeah.
And I gave them some carrots as well.
Carrots. Oh, for God's sake.
As you were saying, treats-wise, you have a healthy thing and you have a candy thing. And then,
well, one time when I was trick-or-treating as a child, I got given a muesli bar.
Like a one with a chocolate drizzle?
No.
Or, oh, boring.
A gross muesli bar because this woman was like, I'm so fat. Why do you think I would have any candy in my house? I am fat. I need to be healthy. You can have a muesli bar if you want. And I was like 7 and I was like, very confused, like, okay, thank you, lady.
I'm confused about everything that just happened.
And also, pause, if the kids ended up knocking on his door, does that mean he took the candy inside? Because they wouldn't have knocked if the candy was just on the porch.
He must have, and he's like, okay, I'll take this, but I don't want to participate.
So I'm going
to
take it.
He should have chopped up the pumpkin and given them all a piece of pumpkin.
But he's taken the bag of candy and he's giving out carrots. Like, just give them the candy.
Who is he, a dentist?
You're also giving away your homegrown, hard-earned carrots when you could just give them the candy that you got for free.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Later during the night, someone knocked my door, heavily in brackets. So I knew it was not kids, and there on my porch is a bunch of my neighbors all around the street, probably 10 people asking me how I could do something like that and offered me to come over and celebrate, with them so they could show me the nice things about Halloween. I slammed the door and cursed loudly and got very upset. So am I the asshole here?
Yeah.
So, okay, what's your first thought?
My first thought is that this guy's just a total grump and he's just the grump of the street.
Halloween Grinch.
So I'm like, you don't seem like a very fun person and he probably needs like therapy and friends and like some outside time.
Hmm.
And on the other hand, I actually don't think he's the asshole.
Yeah.
Really? Because it's like he doesn't have to participate in Halloween.
Yeah.
Nobody has to participate in Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep annoying him.
Yeah.
If I had said politely, like, thank you, but I do not want to celebrate.
Mm.
Please leave me alone.
Mm.
And my neighbors didn't respect that, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, please stop. Imagine them coming to your door all night.
Yep. Yeah, to be fair, he's an adult and they've already had the conversation. He said, I don't want to participate. And then they've disrespected his wishes.
Just leave him alone.
They won't leave him alone. And yeah, he hasn't done anything wrong by giving the kids carrots.
No.
Like, they're going to get candy from everyone else.
Yeah.
Arguably, he's caring more about their welfare. But obviously, it seems like a grinchy thing to do.
And it's so shit that they've put the stuff on his door to make it like to attract people to his house.
Mm.
That's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely disrespected him. But he also could just put up a sign and say, sorry, no trick-or-treaters. Like, he could solve this a lot easier. What was I thinking about him?
Why are they even bothering with him? Like, why are the neighbors so obsessed with getting him to participate? Just mind your own business and leave someone alone.
Literally, yeah.
Like, you don't, it's like, oh, but they have to. It's like trying to convince someone to follow a religion. And it's like, I will not rest until I have converted you to celebrating Halloween.
Yeah, like,
year.
No, my opinion's right. And you just haven't seen the light yet.
If you really participated, you'd enjoy it. It's like, leave them alone.
It's like if the fucking Christians still came around being like, I'll pray for you if you give me a prayer, a soul cake.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't have any soul cakes. They're like, well, I'll give you some soul cakes to give me. And I'm like, no, just fuck off.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm ransacking your house.
ransacking your house, playing Mum and Shuns on your table.
God.
Pretty much everyone in the comments, everyone's like, you're the arsehole, you're the arsehole, you're the arsehole. If you don't want to celebrate Halloween, then you shouldn't, but you act like a grumpy old man. Be polite when you explain it to them. You must really hate other people. The parents are too pushy, but they just want to rescue you from yourself. Yeah, I think you're the arsehole, but the parents are kind of the arsehole too.
I think everyone's the arsehole in this situation.
Yeah.
I don't think, we also don't know how he responded. Like, he could have been a real a-hole, like, to them asking. But then if someone was so rude to me, when I was like, hey, do you want to celebrate Halloween? I would not go back.
Yeah.
I would just leave them alone.
Yeah. Lost cause. Like, hey, kids, don't knock on his door because he's already said he doesn't want to do it.
What's with the persistence? I wouldn't send my children near him either.
Yeah.
I'd be like, he's weird and really cranky and might slap you.
It does sort of seem like the guy in the movie that everyone sort of avoids, but then the little kid invites them over for Christmas and then their heart melts.
Yeah.
That's not how the life works, though. The life.
The life. Like the Grinch got his heart. His heart grew three sizes.
Yeah, it is Betty Lou Who vibes.
Cindy Lou Who.
Cindy Lou.
Betty Lou Who.
Boo Hoo.
Uncultured swine.
It's me. I've only seen the Grinch like 20 times.
All right, I'm going to read mine.
Okay.
Mine is also an Am I the Asshole? It starts with, no, hang on, I'll read the title. Am I the Asshole for Reverse Trick-or-Treating with My Wife? And he starts by saying, good evening.
He's not the asshole. I like him already.
It actually does say not the asshole. That was the vote on Reddit. Okay. Good evening. This happened a few nights ago, but I just heard it was causing drama today. My wife and I moved into our neighborhood a few weeks ago, and we live somewhat rural. We're in a small town, under 5,000 people, but have 4 dozen homes.
They have 4 dozen homes?
I'm like, gosh, no.
We own 1% of all the housing in our town.
We're in a small town, under 5,000 people, but have 4 dozen homes within a 20-minute walk.
Okay.
Okay, so he's saying it's a rural town, but, like, there are some houses that are quite close together.
There's approximately 48 houses within a short walk. Great.
4 dozen. Just say 48.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. We know there aren't any kids in the neighborhood, and we were told to expect no trick-or-treaters. So my wife and I dressed up in costumes we had easy access to, nothing controversial or inappropriate, and stocked up on candy.
Slutty mice.
Slutty mice, yeah. We made little baggies. Don't say baggies.
And handed out everyone Coke baggies.
We gave everyone little baggies. We made little baggies for each house in our neighborhood with about a dozen fun-sized pieces of candy in each. On Halloween night, we went from house to house and about half of the people opened their doors for us. We'd give them candy, introduce ourselves, and move on. So I guess it's their way of introducing themselves to the neighborhood.
People do this at Christmas with cookies.
They just move too. So anyway, we started around 6:30 p.m. and finished around 8:30. We started far out and moved back in towards home towards a few people we had already casually met. Today, while getting the mail, my wife overheard a group of people talking about their new weird neighbors who decided to take up a chunk of everyone's evening on Saturday night. That mixed with two of the houses on our route telling us that people don't do that kind of thing in our neighborhood, and one telling us that we're going to burn in hell for celebrating a satanic holiday. Has me thinking that A, we have at least one loony neighbor, but B, maybe we have crossed the line in going out in the evening. I'm dismissing the satanic panic right away, but with multiple people telling us we weren't welcome and the stuff my wife overheard, I'm wondering, were we out of line? Are we the assholes? Thank you.
Good evening and thank you.
So they just tried to do a nice thing and use the holiday, I guess, as a way to introduce themselves to their neighbors and do something nice. And half of them didn't open the doors and the other half were pissed off that their evening was disturbed.
Yeah. It just kind of seems like everyone just wants something to complain about. Like, this just seems like small town vibes of, again, sometimes small town vibes are this sort of vibe though. Like, it's people are nice and they're neighborly and they're friendly, but I don't know. We don't really know what sort of vibe they have when they come knocking on your door. Like, they could be real over the top, like, annoying folks, you know?
I guess so. But I don't imagine, like, the thing that they were annoyed about is that they took up a bunch of time.
If they went to 48 houses in an hour and a half, they weren't there very long.
48 houses from 6:30 to 8:30. So 2 hours, they wouldn't have been at each house for more than like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I think people just got to shut up.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It's like they're just trying to do something nice.
Yeah. And they didn't put people out by asking them for candy. They gave them candy.
They gave them stuff.
Yeah. We're the new neighbors. We're introducing ourselves. We're just doing it Halloween themed. That's not weird.
I'm trying to imagine how I would react if someone rocked up to my door on Halloween and was like, "Hi, I'm the new neighbors here. Have some chocolate." I'd be like, "That is so weird."
Yeah.
I would 100% talk to my other neighbors about it. I'd be like, "Did you get a visit from the weirdos dressed as clowns? Like, did they give you shit?" Like, I'd be like, "Yeah, weird." I wouldn't be pissed off about it. No. I'd be perplexed. I'd be like, "Who the heck does that?"
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be.
People whose souls haven't died.
Yeah, happy people.
But apparently they're Satanists, so.
Satan.
They need to hire Stinky Jack to come and
trap Stinky Jack, Stinky Jack.
Maybe they dressed up as Stinky Jack and a carved turnip and people went about it.
Hit the road, Stinky Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Anyway, you're not an arsehole, you poor guy. Let's see what the comments say. Not the arsehole. Guessing that snobbish church ladies got together to gossip. The normal people in your neighborhood are probably fine.
Said it was multiple people.
Not the arsehole and strongly consider moving ASAP. Sounds dreadful.
Message loud and clear. Out I go. And also, it's not like they did it somewhere like Australia where like Halloween's weird. It's a very normal thing in America. This is America, right?
I don't know. I'm assuming so. It might not be America. Mm. It'd be even worse if it wasn't. If it was in Australia, it would not be well received. People would be like, "I don't give a fuck about Halloween. Leave me alone. I'm eating dinner. I'm watching Deal or No Deal." That show's not even on anymore. And it was also on at 5 o'clock. So wrong time slot.
The Simpsons.
Anyway, someone said, not the asshole, but a word of advice. Some rural communities aren't always that friendly, especially to people they consider different. I hope this blows over, but you might have just become weirdos for a while. I once moved to a small town for a bit and was excited, but everyone was really rude. Yeah.
They can be really tight-knit. And if you're like, come from a bigger city.
Yeah.
And you do some over-the-top stuff like this, they might be like,
yeah, and I guess if like, and I know a lot of like rural towns are like quite religious and have they're really like set in their ways and everyone knows each other and it's like.
Maybe they moved into a cult town.
Maybe. But then wouldn't they just want to snatch them? Snatch them up?
Maybe. Maybe they like.
To become part of the cult?
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway.
But they're already Satanists, so they can't.
Well, there you have it, folks. Reddit's done.
Reddits are done.
Spooky Reddits.
Yeah.
Was that spooky enough for you?
It was so spooky.
I feel spooked.
My adrenaline's high.
Utterly spooked. It's Would You Rather.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Yes.
Do you want to go first?
Right, I'll go first because I feel like yours might be funnier.
We're doing spooky themed Would You Rather, by the way.
Spooky themed, sort
of. Do you have any spooky stories? I never even asked.
Oh, yeah, we should have said this earlier.
Something spooky that's happened?
Do you have a spooky ghost story, though?
No.
You've never seen ghosts?
I thought I could see ghosts once.
Were you just really high?
No. I just saw a shadow in the corner of my eye and I was like, I think it was a ghost. And then my RE teacher told me it was Jesus.
So you went to school, it was like a movie. Went to school and asked the priest or the RE teacher and they're like, it was Jesus.
He's like, that was Jesus. And I was like, oh my God.
What was Jesus doing in the bathroom? I've seen Christ.
No, it was outside near the front door. I've seen Christ.
Sometimes your eyes like filling things, though, you think you've seen something. The other day,
it was sunny. Like, the sun was in my eye and I looked at the front door and then I saw, like, I thought I saw someone go inside.
Ah, Jesus running into your house.
It was Jesus, like, running in to get to the loo.
Speaking of the loo, though, actually, one time I was at my grandparents' place by myself and I swear to God, the toilet flushed. Like, full on flushed. And I was like, what? And I was like, I looked around and I was like, what the fuck? And I, like, searched the whole house and I was like,
oh.
How did it flush by itself?
I thought I had a spooky moment this morning because I could hear when I got out of bed, Nick had already left for work and I was sitting on the toilet. And like if someone flushes the toilet, the other toilet or uses the sinks, you can kind of hear the pipes moving.
Yeah.
You can hear them go ka-klunk when someone opens the tap and stuff. And I heard that and I was like, someone's in the kitchen or something is in the kitchen. But anyway, I snuck out there in the nude because I was about to get in the shower post-poop. And it turns out Nick had put the dishwasher on like a good boy and the dishwasher was clunking around with the pipes. That was
it. There's a ghost in your dishwasher. That's what actually powers dishwasher. It's trapped ghosts.
Trapped ghosts are washing your dishes.
Washerwomen.
Washerwomen. other than that, there was a period of time I was like 20 and I thought I was like not possessed, but I thought I was like feeling spirits in my room for 2 weeks and I didn't sleep. I reckon I got like an hour of sleep every night for like 2 weeks.
Which would have made it worse.
It was so bad. And I was like, I would just lay in bed and I'm like, I'm feeling like all the spirits. Like there's just fucking spirits in here. And I was like, I'm psychic and something's happening to me. And then one of my friends was like, come with me and I'll send you to get a Reiki healing and we'll expel the demons and all that shit. So I did that. And then looking back on it, it was just a house full of people who were high. That I didn't realize at the time because I was silly and naive. But then I was in this room with this chick for like an hour and I thought it had been 5 minutes, but it had been an hour.
I thought you meant you were hearing ghosts because your house is full of high people. And I was like, what was your mother doing?
No, no, sorry. I was taken to this house to get the Reiki thing done. And I was in this room with this girl and I was on the bed and she was like hovering her hands around and it had been like an hour. And she was like, that was the wildest experience I've ever had. I've never felt energy like that in my life. Like there was definitely something going on. And I was like, oh, great. And then I left. And apparently after I left, my friend that took me there got a text from the chick that did the Reiki and said, after I left the house, the light globes in a room exploded.
Sure.
And I was like, something's happened then. I released the demon in the house and I felt better. And now I just think it was really stupid.
It's kind of like thing where it's the whole spotlight effect and confirmation bias. So when these things are happening and then you're listening out for them, like, there's creepy noises all the time. And I used to believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
But then since when I stopped, whenever I hear a creepy noise in the house, I'm just like, well, it's just the house creaking.
I don't think it's ghosts. I think we're getting robbed or murdered.
Well, then, this is the other thing too. It's like if I think I actually hear footsteps, I'm like, well, somebody's in the house to kill me as opposed to a ghost.
Yep.
One time I did wake up. To the sensation of people slapping my face, like full on like this. And I was like, couldn't move.
Oh, so you had a...
It was a sleep paralysis thing.
Sleep paralysis?
Yeah. It's only happened to me once.
I can't deal with that. Never want that to happen to me.
Yeah. Well, this one time I was like, ghosts are real and someone's slapping my face awake. That was fucking horrifying. But then we learned about it in psychology that it's a sleep paralysis thing. So it's like...
My sister has had that happen to me. And do you know like the history around the sleep paralysis? It's like the witch that rides your chest.
Sits on your chest.
Sits on your chest and then like stops you from being able to move, but you are awake, but you're asleep and you're in like some weird and she's like fucking possessing you. And that happened to my sister and I could not sleep after she told me that and I was just terrified it was going to happen to me every night till I forgot about it. Now I'll probably go to bed tonight and be freaked out.
That's what you needed to hear. In your current state.
Yeah, I already can't sleep because of this pregnancy. I cannot get a solid wink of sleep. And now I'm going to go tonight thinking I'm going to be ridden to hell by this witch on my chest.
Laddie-mobile.
Vroom, vroom. Anyway, let's get to the point of what are we doing? Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Okay.
God, we're just saying how we're actually really on time for this episode.
We were. I'm like, we're under an hour. And anyway.
Well, never mind. Never mind. So, Ladu.
Your would you rather. Yes, tell me.
Would you rather have your house decorated fully Halloween attire, like hardcore American style?
Right.
All year long, except for December and the first couple of weeks of January, where you can have Christmas decorations.
Okay.
Or... no decorations at all, so you don't get a Christmas tree, you don't get anything. Bare house the whole year.
Probably bare house. I couldn't deal with having a decorated house the whole year round. Like, you want your house to look nice.
I just know that you're a Christmas slut.
I know, I love Christmas. I really love Christmas. But like, if I didn't have Christmas stuff in my house, like you don't have to go very far at Christmas time to experience like a decorated house.
Yes.
Christmas lights or a Christmas tree. I'd just be at other people's houses.
Yeah.
And I'd probably put just Christmas photos on the TV.
No, that's not allowed.
Not allowed, but it's inside.
Yeah.
Also, I can't have a Christmas tree. No Christmas.
No Christmas tree. None of it.
Well, I'll watch movies. Watch movies.
Okay, yeah.
If I can watch movies, I can put a picture of a Christmas tree on my freaking TV.
Fine. Not in this.
Every screen in the house has a Christmas tree on
it. Yes, digital photo frames everywhere.
Yeah, can I put photos of Christmas trees up?
No.
Can I get a 6 foot... printed
bonsai.
Can I get a 6 foot mannequin of a Christmas tree? Sorry, not a mannequin. What do you get? The cardboard cutout.
Yeah.
No, because that's just like a decoration. Yeah, no, I'd have to go with no decorations at all. I mean, that would suck for Christmas, but like, yeah, I don't want bloody pumpkins on my lawn and like ghosts and ghouls in my front yard all year round.
For 6 weeks of the year, your neighbor's like, oh, thank Christ, she's putting up the Christmas decorations.
It's like you have one of those boo things that...
You replace your doorbell?
I was thinking on the footpath.
Oh, yeah.
So as people walk past, like, near your letterbox and boo.
And every time one of your neighbors is like, fuck, every time.
Like, every fucking time.
And you replace it with Jesus for Christmas.
Here I am again. It's me. I live with Ladu now.
Risen again. I'm back, but I live in Halloween.
I'm
Ladders.
Back. Oh, I'm dying again. Oh, I'm back, Trixie.
Classic Jesus. I'm back. Am I?
I'm back. Or am I? Am I under a rock? Nope. Whoops, I'm gone.
Ooh, I'm in the sky. Back on the cross.
Now I'm in the sky. Back on the cross. Back in the cave. Back in the ground. Now I'm in the sky again. Now I'm a tree. Now I'm at Ladu's front door, going running to the toilet.
Now I'm a tree.
Christmas tree.
Christians won't like that.
I mean, I don't think Christians would have gotten past episode one. Like, I'm sure they're all gone by now.
They're all gone.
They're all gone. Sorry if you're Christian. I mean, I didn't lie. We didn't lie. Jesus popped up and down all the time.
He did, yeah.
He died, then he didn't.
Make up your mind, girl.
He was on the cross. Everyone thought he was dead and he was not. And then he died. Then they put him in the hole and the boulder. And then he came back out.
Hmm.
Someone just grave robbed him.
True.
Someone just went in like, and was like, I'm taking the Messiah. I'm taking him to my house.
Oh, something's different about it. Where'd you get that? Oh, that's the Messiah.
The Messiah sticking out your chimney.
Didn't know where to put him. Legs. Seemed like a good idea at the time, but he's starting to go off.
Just his nailed feet. Hanging out the bottom.
His nailed feet.
Shit. Oh, my God. We're never going to get to the end of this.
True. I really want that to be a promo vid, but
you can't.
We'd get crucified on Instagram.
Could you imagine? Oh, my God. Christ's nails.
Hanging out the chimney. That's where the legend of Santa Claus came from.
Thinking that's where Santa came from. It's not St. Nicholas. It's someone who grave robbed Jesus's body.
Where's Jesus? Oh, there he is.
Stuffed him up the chimney, didn't I? Anyway, okay.
Oh God. Who in like the year zero Jerusalem just had a chimney big enough for Jesus?
Probably didn't have chimneys either. Anyway, what would you prefer? With the house question.
Oh, well, I'm not a Grinch, but I'm not like, Christmas!
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just say no decorations.
Did you just motion to, like, blowjob Christmas? Christmas!
I'm not going to grab two trees and just...
Two trunks, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My would you rather is, would you rather spend a week living in a real haunted house and you can't leave for 7 days? It's actually haunted. There's actually ghosts and spirits and monsters, etc.
Okay. It's not nightmare. A real haunted house. It's a real haunted
it's
house.
It's actually haunted and ghosts are real. Right. Or would you rather have the song Monster Mash play on repeat at all times for a month? Even when you sleep.
Okay, well, can the ghosts hurt me or is it purely fear?
I don't know, like, you're living, this is real. Oh, yeah, they can probably hurt you. Well, who knows? You have to deal with being in there. You don't know. Well, spirits, they could possess you. I almost said 2 months because I'm like,
you can say a year.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, let's make it 3 months.
3 months of solid Monster Mash or 1 week with actual ghosts and monsters and you can't get out. Because I'm probably just getting murdered.
Okay, but think of it. You can't sleep.
Okay, I get that maybe you'll get murdered, but you won't be able to sleep.
You could die from not being able to sleep. You'd learn to sleep.
I think
sleep.
You'd eventually conk out. Like, it's like if you're listening to an audiobook you've listened to before, you're like, Stephen Fry reading Harry Potter puts me to sleep.
I know, but you know, like, it's a form of torture, like, playing...
Oh, so I might go insane.
Yeah,
but because... I might also go insane and never recover from having actual monsters try and kill me.
True trauma, yeah.
True trauma. Maybe I just love the adrenaline rush.
Maybe not monsters then, just ghosts.
Yeah.
Just ghosts. But, like, who? I mean, they can probably possess you and, like, do weird shit and...
Yeah, it sounds like I'd never get over that trauma.
Okay, yeah, and 3 months, let's say, Monster Mash on repeat. Because, yeah, people actually use that as like what did I say?
Torture,
yeah. Mm. Not allowing someone to sleep and playing music on full blast. Like, you just can't.
Full blast, Jesus Christ. That would drive me crazy. I hate not being able to sleep because there's noise.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'll be sleeping soundly after the ghosts, so...
But you could get therapy and eventually be fine.
It also just kind of ruins my whole vision of the world, you know? The way I see existence.
So true. Oh, I'm still crying from the Jesus stuff. My eyes, like...
If ghosts are real, maybe Jesus was real. The things I've said about Jesus.
Yeah.
I think I'd still have to go Monster Mash. I'd like to think that if it was just ghosts and they couldn't physically hurt me, I'd be like, well,
yeah,
just a ghost.
Can't I mean, do I don't know. Can ghosts hurt you? I don't know.
If they can possess me and throw me down some stairs.
Yeah. Probably. And like doing weird shit and scaring you. Like not friendly ghosts. Like,
but if after a week, if you couldn't get out and just constantly seeing them, would you kind of be like,
Yeah, would you get used to it? Yeah.
Like, or would it just be, it's like, I get it.
Would it just be horrific? Like, what if it was ghosts that just had their bloody intestines on display? That would be disgusting.
Yeah, now they're transparent, or does it look real?
Don't know. And, like, just weird shit happening in your house. Like, you might see them in a mirror and then turn around and they're not there. Like, that is just fucked. That is my worst nightmare.
I should do that creepy shadow at my grandparents' place, didn't I? It was like, from this angle, it looks like a guy with a hat. Like his shadow just on my bedroom wall.
I can't handle that.
And the first time I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? And then I was like, okay, there's a logical explanation for this. I'm looking around and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
It's a fucking hat rack in the corridor and the light shines just that way in it.
I used to hang my dressing gown.
Still gives me the shivers.
Yeah, it's disgusting when you see something that you're like, yeah, and then you're like... Please figure out something rational to explain this. And if you can't straight away, you're like, fuck. Yeah. Like, I used to hang my dressing gown on the back of my door. And I never used to sleep with the door shut. But at some point, I started sleeping with the door closed. And I used to have to take the dressing gown down every night and just leave it on the floor. Because if I forgot, I would look up. If I ever woke up in the middle of the night and there'd be a dressing gown there, I'd freak out. Because it looks like a ghost.
Yeah.
Like a cloaked person.
Yeah.
I wonder what happens when people actually experience like proper encounters with
aliens.
Ghosts. Like, you know, because there are some people that are like hell bent on them. Like,
yeah.
Yep, there's a ghost in my house. I see them all the time. I can talk to them. I see it. And it's like, I've no doubt in my mind, I was conscious, everything. Like, I wasn't half asleep. I don't even...
I'm just skeptical.
Yeah. It's like, were you just hallucinating?
Yeah, literally. Are you constantly hallucinating? And if it's like I'm doing it on an ongoing basis, that's like really interesting. Because I've only heard stories from people like, oh, I had this really creepy experience this one time.
Yeah.
Like when I was a kid, this happened. And it's sort of like, well, are you remembering the thing and like building it up to be more than it was?
And you were also a child and perceiving things differently. And
yeah. Did you just have sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
Are you just...
But this is what I mean. Some people just experience it and they're not asleep.
Yeah.
They're not. It's not near bedtime.
It's not near bedtime, so ghosts are real.
You know, but you know yeah, what I mean. They're not half asleep or they haven't just woken up or...
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway. Well, there you go. There you have it. That was a long would you rather.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween. That's all, folks.
That do.
Yeah?
Trick or treat.
Ooh. Trick.
Bah!
Ah! Alex just tried to punch me, just so you know.
Yeah, she's too far. She's done this on purpose. Can't reach.
For those who don't have a visual form of listening, Alex motioned to punch me. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode, this special Halloween edition of Two Flat Whites Podcast. We hope you learned something.
I did.
I did too. Great. Thank you.
What a fun time. Halloween isn't useless after all.
It's not useless after all. I can't wait. What? And tell us. Tell us. Tell us. Tell us.
Tell us. Tell us.
Tell us. I got stuck in a loop with myself.
Tell us. Tell us. Tell us. Tell us.
Comment on our videos and tell us how you celebrate Halloween. Yes. What do you do? We'd be so interested to hear, especially if you live in Australia, because not many people celebrate it.
Or actually, if you don't live in Australia or and America, if you don't, what do you do?
Yeah. What do you do in Germany? Do you celebrate Halloween in Germany?
Yeah, I'm tell pretty us. Sure they do something.
Tell us, French Germans. Do it. Or the French.
The French.
They're infested with bed bugs. They won't be celebrating
just,
anything.
Just Parisians.
Mm. Anyway, yes, as always, if you like what you hear, subscribe where you listen and make sure to share it with your friends and fam and review us if you feel so inclined.
Please.
You can review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you are feeling extra generous and feel like donating to the cause because you love us so much, you can also go on the Linktree link on our Instagram profile and there's a little link to donate there so we can keep doing what we love and giving you content.
And speaking of donating.
Yeah. Did you donate sperm?
I did, but that's not what I'm talking about. No, I didn't. We had our first ever donation.
That's right.
Very generous.
Yes, thank you to Ben, a very old friend of mine who donated.
How old is he?
Very old friend, 89.
Very old, the older the generous
He's my age. Yes. I've known him for a long time.
Excellent.
Yes, thank you, Ben. Shout out to you. Thank you for donating. We very much appreciate it. What are we going to buy with our $20?
We should just quickly spend it.
Maybe we should buy like a proper table.
Maybe. For $20 in this economy.
Quickly, everyone, give us more money so we can get a proper table.
Guys, we're one quarter of the way to a new table. Please send us some more money. Yeah, we've got to inject it straight back into the pod. Maybe we can buy some interesting backdrops so the videos look cool.
Yep, that'd be a great idea. They don't need to hear this. Anyway, goodbye, everyone. We'll be back at you in another fortnight.
And siesta forever.
Forever. Ta-ta.
Au revoir.